Can you explain the concept of subject, stream of, and stream of consciousness and object once again? Yeah, it's I read somebody in their t-shirt. They had written, you know, I was an atheist till I discovered I was God. So, now what does it mean? Their idea is that for the conditioned soul, the idea that I am God is very titillating. You know, there was a Swami who came to America. He says, I have not come here. There are many Swamis in the past who came to tell that they are God. I have not come to tell you that I am God. I have come to tell you that you are God. So it is very titillating for the ego. But this is a oversimplified explanation of monism, where the oversimplification becomes a distortion. It becomes a ridiculous distortion. So when the monists say that, you know, actually all of us are Brahman, what they mean is that at present we don't realize our Brahmatva. We don't realize that we are Brahman. So at our level, we perceive duality. So for example, I am here, you are there. Actually, we two are one. They are not saying we two are one in the way Bollywood romantic lovers say we two are one. They are saying we two are one in the sense that we are one in being. They say like that. Now what they are saying is we are not realizing it because we are in illusion. So we are in the world of duality and we cannot go beyond duality. So actually, my sense of I-ness, your sense of I-ness, both of them are illusion. Because this I-ness is a constriction, is a restriction on the infinite Brahman. And liberation means this constriction will be removed. And then that all-pervading absolute that remains, that will be, then you will realize that you are that. So right now, that you are that only, but you are constricted. And that's why you're not realizing it. So they say that, okay, you have this conception of duality, use this conception of duality to advance in spirituality. So how do you do that? They say, think that that is God. And you are His servant. And when you think in this way, you will become thinking about God, instead of thinking of other people in this world, other objects in this world, by thinking about God, you will become purified. And as you become purified, when you come closer and closer to enlightenment, you will realize that actually that conception of God, you have to go beyond that also. Because that's simply a conception. They consider God as God's personal manifestation, the transitional tool to attain the impersonal. See, ultimately, you have to go beyond the transitional manifestation. So they say that, yes, right now you think that there is God and you are here and you worship Him. But eventually you will realize that actually your conception of you-ness is an illusion. That concept of that God is there, that is also an illusion. What exists is Brahman and you are that Brahman. So that is the conception. So they don't technically call themselves as, they say that we are not theistic, we are trans-theistic. They say we will go beyond God. Now there is nothing. God is the absolute truth. Attaha parataram nanyat kinchinistana jaya. There is no going beyond the absolute truth. But that is their idea. So they say that right now you worship God. So you are the subject of devotion. God is the object of devotion. But this is all in impure consciousness. When you come to pure consciousness, then you will understand the subject is also an illusion, the object is also an illusion. And only the consciousness will remain. And then you will understand you are that. That is their conception. The problem with their conception is that actually it is not based on scripture. Most of scripture talks about worshipping God, devoting oneself to God, be ecstatic in devotion to God. So, this is their philosophical construct. But this is not really founded in scripture.